This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. A new federal drought outlook shows a mixed picture across the Mountain West. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says the summer monsoon gave a boost to several areas.
A lot of the Four Corners region has had enough wetting rainfall that we've kind of reduced the drought risk there. But as we move through what could be a hot, dry August, we'll have to watch the central and southern Rockies.
Rippey says almost all of New Mexico is expected to remain dry, but most of Arizona, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, and Utah can likely expect relief, along with the western halves of Colorado and Wyoming. He adds that even where drought improves, the West's major rivers, including the Colorado River, continue to face long-term water challenges. Meanwhile, an emergency fish salvage is underway at yet another southern Colorado reservoir due to declining water levels. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
Size and most other restrictions are lifted for licensed anglers at Dagger Reservoir in Huerfano County. This follows similar efforts at other reservoirs around the region as water is drawn down to serve nearby communities. That includes Wauhatoya, Two Buttes, and Antero reservoirs, along with several others. Colorado Parks and Wildlife also plans to relocate fish to other lakes in the area. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Denver Police Department is holding national night out events in each of the city's districts this evening. The effort is part of a national event to help with crime prevention awareness and be in the community. Similar gatherings are taking place around the state, including in Lakewood, Erie, Colorado Springs, and Fort Lupton. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.